Hi, I'm Neil, the host of the Good News Podcast. This is your source for good news, fun stories, and sonic joy. All of this goodness is coming to you from beautiful Chicago, Illinois. Today's good news comes to us from Osaka, Japan, where a research team is working on growing more teeth. As you are probably aware, humans get two sets of teeth. And if we screw up our adult teeth, it probably means we've got many years of cavities and crowns ahead of us. It has always struck me as odd that the tooth fairy takes our teeth that have fallen out of our heads. A much more helpful tooth fairy would come in and fix cavities, or maybe even just grow us a whole new set of teeth. But I'll get off my tooth fairy soapbox here. Enter Katsu Takahashi, the head of the dentistry and oral surgery department at Kitano Hospital. He and a team of researchers have been working for many, many years to figure out a way to encourage humans to grow more teeth. There are animals in the animal kingdom who continue to grow teeth forever, like sharks. And us humans potentially have a third set of buds hanging out in our noggins that just don't start to grow. So we get our baby teeth, we grow our grown-up teeth, but there might be some extra teeth waiting in the wings. So Takahashi has been researching and found a specific gene that tells our body to stop growing teeth. He has come up with a medicine that turns off that gene, essentially turning back on the switch to grow more teeth. In animal trials, mice with a congenitally low number of teeth took the medicine and new teeth grew in. And a ferret that normally has 6 front teeth grew a 7th. I'm not sure if I'd want just an extra tooth, but replacing some duds doesn't sound too bad to me. But I, and most likely you, are not the target audience for a treatment like this. 1% of the human population suffers from anodontia, which is a congenital condition where you grow fewer than a full set of teeth. And 1/10 of that 1% of people lack 6 or more teeth. And this can be a real challenge. Starting next year, clinical trials will begin. And barring any issues, this medicine could go to people suffering from a lack of teeth between the ages of 2 to 6. And then after treatment, those kiddos would be right on track to have a standard set of adult teeth. I think it is super good news that people who struggle with this rare condition might get some natural tooth growing relief down the road rather than having dentures or an implant or something. And who knows, maybe in my lifetime, in your lifetime, we might be able to just grow up a fresh set of teeth for the weekend. Who knows? That is the good news I have for you today. Enjoy the rest of your day. Thanks for listening. If you've got good news or an idea for the show, amazing. Send an email to hello@thegoodnewspodcast.fm. While you're at it, follow us on Twitter, @thegoodnewspod. If you love the show, think about supporting our Patreon or reviewing us wherever you're getting this podcast from. Both are great. The music you hear on the show is from Poddington Bear. Have a great day.